Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we continue our discussion on ways to build a functional organization. Now, we spent some time talking about the interview process on Monday. Yesterday we got into training, and we left off our training discussion when we got to expectations. The beauty of setting expectations up front is you give people a path to follow. So often we don't do enough in terms of giving people the direction that they need. And I would suggest that you want to come on fairly strong at the beginning of the relationship when they first start working for you. Tell people what you're looking for. And I would check in with them more often than you would and just go through a checklist of things that they should be accomplishing with them. And so just going through that review and to the point of micromanagement, because I'm not saying you micromanage forever, but at the very beginning, if you micromanage, you're now instilling those good habits and you're setting those behaviors in place and you're ensuring that you get the output that you're looking for the long term. It's all about getting them set in their ways. And remember, it's a lot easier to drive the behavior up front than it is to change the behavior down the road. And that's why getting those expectations in place early is so, so critical to their success going forward. So just think about how you're doing it. And as I said before, a lot of people are afraid to come on too strong. They want people to have a good experience right up front. I think you can provide the good experience, but again, it's all about telling them what they need to do. It's telling them what your expectations for. It's bringing them to understand what good looks like in the role that they're in. And if you notice that behavior that doesn't align with your expectations, make the corrections. That's the time to do it right up front. And by the way, when you see things going well, reinforce them. So it's all about coming in behind and spending the time. Now, you have to be prepared when you bring somebody new on to spend more time with them. The worst thing you can do is just throw them in the deep end and expect them to learn how to swim on their own. It takes them longer to get up to speed. It's tougher on them. It's tougher on the people around them. And it's going to end up being tougher on you. So just make sure you have the time to allocate to new people when they start with you. Make sure you sit them down and let them know what those expectations are, and the output you'll get is going to be much better as a result. If you know people that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link and just suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click other links to iTunes or Stitcher to get on the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about managing negative people out of your organization. For today, just want you to think about people that you have working for you, people that you're going to bring on board. Have you set expectations for them? Think about how you can do that going forward. You may want to even set expectations for your existing people now, but it's far easier to do it earlier than it is to wait and do it after they've been with you for a long time.